USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another woman has come forward with allegations of harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Sherry Ville of Greece, New York, says Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her in front of her home during a visit to her house following a 2017 flood. Ville says she will also contact the state's attorney general to cooperate with an ongoing investigation into a series of allegations against the governor. Eight other women have accused Cuomo of inappropriate behavior or sexual harassment. And traffic has resumed flowing through the Suez Canal after the Ever Given was finally freed, nearly a week after the massive container ship ran aground in the canal. The ship was refloated on Monday and sailed north to the Great Bitter Lake, where it will undergo safety and technical inspections. Nearly 350 ships were delayed because of the jam. Canal officials believe the traffic backlog will be cleared by the end of this week. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The director of the CDC says she's scared that a fourth surge in COVID cases is on the horizon for the United States. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Monday that the country is trending right now on the same track that several European countries followed before seeing a new surge of infections, and called on Americans to get vaccinated as soon as they could.
But it will take all of us recommitting to following the public health prevention strategies consistently while we work to get the American public vaccinated. I'm calling on our elected officials, our faith-based communities, our civic leaders, and our other influencers in communities across the nation. And I'm calling on every single one of you to sound the alarm, to carry these messages into your community and your spheres of influence. We do not have the luxury of inaction. For the health of our country, we must work together now to prevent a fourth surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd began Monday with opening statements. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Opening statements in the George Floyd trial started Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 19-year police officer Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree and third-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell.
You'll be able to see every part of what Mr. Floyd went through, from him first crying out, from his effort to move his shoulder to get his breathing, to get room to breathe. You'll be able to hear his voice get deeper and heavier, his words further apart, his respiration more shallow. You'll see him when he goes unconscious. And you'll be able to see the uncontrollable shaking he's doing when he's not breathing anymore.
Defense attorney Eric Nelson.
During this trial, can be assigned to one of four basic locations. Cup Foods, the Mercedes-Benz, Squad 320, and Hennepin County Medical Center. And you will see and hear everything that these officers and Mr. Floyd say to each other. The evidence will show that when confronted by police, Mr. Floyd put drugs in his mouth in an effort to conceal them from the police.
And Joey Logano took home a delayed but historic win Monday in NASCAR's return to dirt racing. The race at Bristol Motor Speedway was postponed to Monday by rain. Logano led 61 of 253 laps to claim his first win of the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.